Now for our responsive reading this morning, if you would turn to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, 1 Corinthians 3, the first to the, for the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 3. I will not make too much comment on it, lest in a whole chapter we find more than a whole message. So we will read responsively this morning. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ.
I have sent you with milk, not with feet, for hitherto we were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able.
Now I cannot pass this without mentioning that there are two kinds of Christians. One is the Christian who can receive all the meat of the Word of God and digest it and love it and live by it. Then there is the other Christian, born again, but carnal, trying to live in the world and with Christ. Trying to do the two at one time. Trying to bring the world into the church. Trying to bring the world into their personal lives. And yet at the same time, having a deep and holy love for Jesus. They do not work. They are calm. Notice it says that. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. In other words, there's something wrong with their Christian experience. They haven't come all the way. They have not surrendered themselves unto God. That's why in Hebrews it says, present your bodies unto God. A living sacrifice, holy, what? Acceptable unto God. Which is your reasonable service. God's not unreasonable, you know. If he's redeemed your soul and you're bound for heaven, do you think he's unreasonable then to ask that you live your life for him and don't let the world enmesh you and enslave you? You see? And so there is the carnal Christian whose major concerns are not Christ and love for him. You can tell what kind of a Christian you are with the amount of time you spend in praising your Lord and expressing your love for him. And I want to tell you, you can do it on your job, man. It's an amazing thing about knowing Christ. You see, I'm getting into a message. It's an amazing thing about our love for Christ. And it is this. The mother can work around the house and do all the chores and yet at the same time be praying and praising. You can do two things at once. You know, it's hard. You know, the world says, you can't think two things at once. Oh, yes, you can. A man can be on his job. He can be doing mathematical work. I know men working on blueprints. And while they're doing it, they're thinking of Christ and praising him. Amazing. If there's any place in the world we have a split personality, it's here. You see? The spirit in tune with God, and here we are doing the normal things of life. But you see, it's a perfect balance. And so God wants us to recognize there are two kinds of Christians. So don't let it upset you sometimes when you see a carnal Christian. It's a tragedy, and our hearts break, but pray for this carnality, you see, and meshed with the world. More than with their Savior. For ye are yet carnal, whereas, notice, there is among you envyings and strife and divisions. Are ye not carnal and walk as men?
For one saith, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos. I am carnal.
Well, I better just go on reading, all right? But who then is Paul and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man.
I am Paul, the Lord,
So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Now he that planteth, and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward
according. I hate to pass it, but I will. For we are laborers together with God. I think they're self-explanatory in these portions, so I don't have to go into them too deeply with it. We are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.
According to the grace of God, which is given unto me, as a wise man's builder, I have laid a
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble.
You divide those six things into two sections, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Because they're going to have a complete division, as you notice now. Every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is.
Any man's work, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward.
Gold, silver, precious stones. All right? Now notice this. Hay, wood, stubble. If any man's work shall be burnable, he shall suffer loss. But I want you to notice this. No purgatorial fires. But he himself shall be saved as if by fire. In other words, all those things burned up, you see. But he himself, the man, his works burned away because they haven't been fit for heaven. But he himself shall be saved. You can read the 16th verse. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
If any man esteem himself, if any man among you esteem to be wise in this world, he wise.
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. Isn't that tremendous? Huh? Did you ever think death was yours too? It's been conquered. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? You see? Conquer. All things are yours. It is the will of your Father to give you the kingdom. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ of his heavenly kingdom. We are one with him. All things are yours. The world. You'll inherit it. Why, you'll see things scientists have never seen with their biggest telescopes. Isn't that wonderful? The world is yours. The universe is yours. It'll be yours. It's his. It's yours. Joint is with Jesus Christ. It's like having a father having two sons and dividing his estate, if I might say, equally between the two. Not one bit of difference. And so it is with Christ and every one of the brethren and the sisters. You see? Joint heirs with Jesus Christ of his kingdom. Now, may I say this? This makes life understandable. In this world ye shall have tribulation. But give good cheer. For I, Jesus says, have overcome the world. And so the joy of our hearts is to know that he has overcome for us what we could never do for ourselves. We have nothing to do. All we are, we come into this world, born into this world. We have nothing to do with our birth. nothing to do with our death. We have something to do with Christ, who speaks to our hearts that we might have eternal life, and that out of all of this creation, God might gather for Himself a family. A family. Oh, I'm so glad it's a family. I'm glad it's not a corporation. How tragic. We all own a few shares. No. Joint heirs. Joint heirs with Jesus Christ of His heavenly kingdom. Because we're part of the family of the living God who made it all and redeemed us in His Son's precious blood. Thanks be unto God for His wondrous work.